Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, and the Ozvar Tzur Staff is on Yud Zayinu based on the bottom, and the Article Tzur Staff is on Yud Chesonu based on the bottom, and today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing in Esrog. The Mishnah tells us also Chazazis al Rubai, if Chazazis, which is like boils or blisters, like a bunch of bubbles, if they form them the majority of the Esrog, or Nitla Pitmosai, the Pitim, which is the tippity top of the Esrog, that's like that little stem or the little wood piece thing growing out the top, if that was removed or fell off, or nikav, if it got a hole in it, niklaf, if it got peeled, nistak, if it got cracked, or chaser kol shehu, if it's missing even a little piece of the esrog, a tiny, tiny little piece, pasul it's pasul. However, also chazazis al miyutai, if this chazazis, these boils or blisters, only formed on a miyut, on the minority of the esrog, or nital uktai, if the ukits, which is the bottom stem of the esrog, was removed, nikav, veloi chaser kol shehu, if it got a hole in it, but it's not actually missing anything, the flesh of the esrog simply got pushed in, but it's not missing any of the esrog, kosher, then it's kosher. Now, esrog got kushi, puzzle. A black esrog is puzzle, it's not hadar. Now what about hayar kekarton? It's green like karti, like leek. So Rav Meir Machshir, Rav Meir says kosher, was Rav Yehuda Pais, Rav Yehuda Pasels. The Gemara clarifies, Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachman says b'shem Shmuel, kol ha-psulin einan paislan el b'yomtif harishon belvad. All these psulim that we mentioned, only puzzle on the first day of yomtif, where the chiv to shake lulav and esrog is da'iraisa, but the subsequent days where it's only drabanon, they don't puzzle. Now we clarify the first psul in the Mishnah of also chazazis al rubai. So the Gemara tells us, taman amar over there, they said, rubai mitzad echad. When we say that it has a chazazis on the roiv, it means roiv on one side. It means it has to be the majority of the esrog that has this issue, that has this chazazis. However, if there's a few spots of chazazis on it, that's called menumer, and that's also a psul, and that's even if we add all these places up together, it's not roiv. Still, since it's spotted all over the esrog, that's also a psul. And furthermore, it says Gemara, chaitam ikirubai lepsul, if it's on the chaitam, if it's on the top, or the nose of the esrog, if you will, if that's covered with this chazazis, that's like roiv for the psul as well, even though it's not actually right with the esrog, that's because that's the most visible part of the esrog, so there's a psul in this case as well. We can explain the Mishnah, nitl pitmasai, if the pitim was removed, so taman amrin over there, they explain, what does it mean the pitim? Sheishantai, it's the sheishana, this refers to when you look at the pitim, there's really two parts to it. There's the thin stem, and then at the top of the stem, there's a ball, that's called the sheishana. So if that was removed, that's a psul. Whereas Rav Yitzchak Bar Chakula Amar, he says, pika, that no, it has to be the entire pitim, the entire stem and the ball, so much so that there's an indentation at the top of the esrog, that's a psul of nitla pitmasai. Onto Yud Chesomer Alpha on top, we now clarify the next statement of it getting a hole. So the Gemara tells us, nike v'loy pilish m'bifnim, kosher. If it got a hole, but that hole didn't go all the way to the seeds that are in the middle, it's kosher. And how do we know this? K'yitini taman, it's like what it says later on in the Mishnah, nitol uktai, nika v'loy chaser kol shehu, kosher. The Iker is the second part over here, that if it got a hole and it's not missing anything, then it's kosher. So it means that we have to understand the nikav of the beginning of the Mishnah. Because what did the first part of the Mishnah say? That if it got a hole in it, it mentions a number of other psulim, and then it says chaser kol shehu, if it's missing a little bit. So obviously, the nikav of the beginning of the Mishnah can't be referring to a hole where it's missing something, because then that's redundant. Saying nikav and chaser kol shehu is the same exact thing. Therefore, it must be that in the ratio when it says nikav, that means that it has a hole in it and it's not missing anything, but there's still a psul. What's that psul? It's like we just said now, that the hole goes all the way until the seeds, that's a psul, as opposed to if it doesn't go all the way until the seeds, then it's not psul. Can you explain the Mishnah? We had said esrog akushi puzzle, a black esrog is puzzle, and then we just clarify habamin akushi kosher, if it comes from the land of kushim, then it's kosher because that's not a mum. It's only in our lands where a kushi is considered a mum, so kushi esrog is considered a mum. But a land of kush, where to be a kushi is not a mum, so kushi esrog is not a problem either. Then the Mishnah said a yark karton, green like leek, serves a robo kumirab imi, kain kartinon, oi de domulahan kartinon. Does it have to actually be as green as leek? Is it very deep green, or is it just similar to that, and even if it's not that green. So Amalei told him, Klein Kartinon, it has to be that deep green, green like leek, and then it's possible. However, the Gemara asks on this, how could you say that green by Esrog means deep green? Because we know that by Negaim, there's something called Urakrak, and that's green. And Raisa tells us, Ezu Urakrak Shibirukim, what's the most green of Urakrak types of Negaim? So from Blazar Emer, he says, Kishava, like wax, Uch Sheshanas Carmel, like Sheshanas Carmel, which is like some sort of yellowish color. And Somchas Amar, he says, Kikanfe Tavas, like the wings of a goose. And the Raisa just continues, Ezu Adamdam Shemadumim, what's the most reddish of the types of Negaim, Zeza Hiris Hamuka. And the problem is, over here he's saying this, as we just said, the psul of Esrog being green means that it's very green, but over there, Urakrak Shibirukim is just being compared to Shava, to wax, which is just a yellowish color, and that's not green at all. How do we understand this? So Rav Pinchas, the answer is, Shani Taman, that's different, Tchsiv Urakrak. By Negaim, it's different. It doesn't use Lashon of Yaroik, it says Urakrak, which means green-ish, and so the ish changes the color from green to like a yellowish hue, as opposed to by us, we use Lashon of Yaroik, like, which means straight up green, and if we're talking about two different types of green. And moving on to Halacha Zayin, the Mishnah tells us, Shir Esrei Katon, what's the shir of the smallest Esrei? So Meir says, Ke'egoiz, like a walnut, whereas Rabbi Yudamir, he says, Kebeitza, it has to be a little bit bigger, the size of an egg. Now, Gadol, what about the largest Esrei? Kedei She'echaz Shnei B'yaday Achas, it has to be that he could hold both of them in one hand, meaning he has to be able to hold both the Esrei and Lulav bundle in one hand. They reviewed this, Rabbi Yudamir's opinion, whereas Rabbi Yassi says, Afilu Echad B'shtei Yadav, even if it takes him two hands to just hold one Esrei, that's also okay. Says the Gemara, Esrei Abaisar, what about an Esrei, which is Baisar, it's not fully ripe. So Rabbi Kiva says, Einai Pri, that's not considered a fruit, whereas a Chum Amir Pri, the Chum say it is considered a fruit. Now Rav Ila quotes Rabbi Yassi B'shem Rav Lazar, Asid Rav Shimon Keshitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi. It seems like Rabbi Shimon is going in the sheet of Rabbi Kiva his Rabbi. Kamad Rabbi Kiva Amar, Esrei Baisar Einai Pri, just like Rabbi Kiva says, that an Esrei Baisar, an Esrei that's not fully ripe, that's not considered a Pri, can Rabbi Shimon Amar Esrei Baisar Einai Pri. So too Rabbi Shimon says that an Esrei Baisar, the not fully ripe Esrei, is not considered a fruit. And Rabbi Shimon says there's a Maseches Maisris in regards to it not being Chayv and Maisar because it's too small and it's not considered fully ripe. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi says, V'chi kol shehu kasher b'lulav Chayv b'maisris, v'chol she'ena kasher b'lulav ena Chayv b'maisris. Is that really true? Anything is kasher to be used in the lulav as part of the Dal Minim would be Chayv and Maisar, and anything which is not kasher for the lulav is not Chayv and Maisar. Hasev, when they asked, Harei Menomer, what about a spotted Esrei, or Harei Hu Gadol B'tfos, an Esrei which grew inside of a mold and it totally doesn't look like an Esrei anymore because it has some sort of funny shape, or Harei Hu Asrei Kakadur, if it's shaped like a ball, Harei Hu Pasol B'lulav, that's possible for a lulav, but Chayv and Maisris, it's still Chayv and Maisar because it's considered a fruit. So how are we linking these two shitas of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon? The Gemara clarifies, you're right. Mistabra, Rabbi Shimon yodel Rabbi Kiva. It's logical to say that Rabbi Shimon agrees to Rabbi Kiva, whereas Rabbi Kiva lo yodel Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Kiva does not necessarily agree to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon yodel Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shimon would agree to Rabbi Kiva. The Chesiv, the pasuk says, pre. You have to use a pre eitz hadar ve'enai pre, a not fully ripe esrig. If it's called esrig baiser, it's in that stage. That's not considered a pre, so you can't use it as part of your lulav. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon's statement regarding maisris, that esrig baiser is not chayv in maisris, also could fit and does fit with shitas Rabbi Kiva, that esrig baiser is not able to be used because it's not considered a fully ripe pre. However, Rabbi Kiva lo yodi the Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Kiva does not necessarily agree to Rabbi Shimon because Harei Menomer, Harei Gadol B'tfos, Harei Hu Asrei Kakadur, all these three types of esrigim, Harei Hu Pasul B'lulav, Chayv in Maisris, they're Pasul Lulav and they're Chayv in Maisr. The reason why they're Pasul for Lulav is because they're not Hadar. The reason why they're Chayv in Maisris, though, is because they are considered a fruit. And therefore, it's possible to explain that the reason why Rabbi Kiva says that Esrig Baisr can't be used as part of the Dalad Minim is because of a lack of Hadar, but maybe it actually is considered a Pri. And therefore, maybe Rabbi Kiva would argue with Rabbi Shimon and hold that Esrig Baisr is Chayv in Maisr. And that's how we explain that it's possible that Rabbi Kiva does not hold like Rabbi Shimon. Now we go on to talk about the shear of the smallest Esrig. So on Nantaninan, we learned in our Mishnah, Ke'egoiz, that according to Rav Meir, the shear of the smallest Esrig is allowed to be as an Egoiz. Whereas Yud Chesed Beis on top, it's an Ayatani that those that teach, ad ke'egoiz, up until the size of an Egoiz. So what's the difference in these two understandings? Man da amar ke'egoiz, one who says like an Egoiz, that means ke'egoiz atzmai kosher. Then if the Esrig is actually the size of an Egoiz, then it's kosher. Whereas man da amar ad ke'egoiz, the one who uses this lashon, ke'egoiz atzmai pasul, that would mean that if it's the size of an egoiz, it's pasul, it has to be a little bit bigger than that. Now going on to discuss the shear of a large Esrig. So Rabbi Yehuda had told us that you have to be able to hold both the lulav and Esrig in one hand, whereas Rabbi Yossi had said, no, even if it takes two hands to hold the Esrig, that's fine. And Rabbi Yossi explains, you have a ksiv vikapas tamarim yos. If the pasuk would have said vikapas tamarim with a vav, that would have been true, meaning Rabbi Yehuda would have been correct, because the pasuk would be read, priyats hadar vikapas tamarim, mashma, you have to be able to hold the lulav and Esrig in one hand, balas ksiv ella kapas tamarim. It only says kapas without the vav, and that means that afilu zebiyadachas, that even if one is held in this hand and the other is held in that hand, that it's kosher and it's perfectly fine. Now, according to this explanation of Rabbi Yisa, Rabbi Chaim clarifies, it would seem that the proper gears in the mission should be that instead of Rabbi Yisa saying, even if you have to hold your Esrig with two hands, he would say, even if your Esrig fits in one hand, because that's what he just said now. Now, lastly, the Gemara tells us, Amaral of Rabbi Kiva, they said about Rabbi Kiva, Shenichas Lebeis HaKnesses, he would come into Shul, the Esrig al Kseifav, and his Esrig was on his shoulder, he had such a giant Esrig. And moving on to Halacha Ches, the Mishnah tells us, Ein Oigdenes HaLulav El B'minoi, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, when we bind the Lulav up, when we tie the Minim to it, we're only allowed to do so with its min, with one of the minim of the lulav. And that's what we do. We actually take strips of lulav and we make rings and kashaklach, and that's how we bind it together. Now, this is because Rabbi Yehuda holds lulav tsarich eged, that there's a chiyav. You have to bind the minim to the lulav. And if you're going to use a different min other than one of the dalad minim, minim, then it's going to be Isra Bal Toysef, because it's going to look like you're taking 5 minim instead of 4. However, Meir says, Afilum Shichi, you could even just use a regular string. That's because Meir holds, Lulav Ein Sarach Aged, you don't have to bind them together. And the only reason why you do that is for noi, for beauty, so you tie it with whatever you want. And Meir said, Maisabancha Yushalayim, there's a story of the people of Yushalayim, Shayu Oigin Sulavain, Bigimonia Shalzav, they would bind their Lulavim with these like golden strings or golden ribbons of sort. So we see it doesn't have to be Minoi. So Amrloi, they told him that no, they would tie it with its min below where the actual Hadas and Ravais are, and above they would use these Gemani Shalzav just for noi, for beauty. The Mishnah continues, where would they shake the lulav? We know that when we take the lulav, we have to shake it and wave it about. So where is that done? The answer is Bahidul Hashem Tchil Vasoif, beginning and end of the paragraph Hadul Hashem, and Va'av Ba'an Hashem Aishiyana Kedir Beisil, according to Beisil, we also wave it about by An Hashem Aishiyana. Now Beishamay says, Av Ba'an Hashem Atzlichana, also with An Hashem Atzlichana. Now Omer Rabbi Kiva says, Saifa Yisim Ram Gamliel, Rabbi Shua, I was looking at Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Shua, Shakal Ha'am Mitar from Bilu Vehen, everyone else was shaking their lovim, Vehem Lainianu El Ba'an Hashem Aishiyana Bavad, and they only waved it about by An Hashem Aishiyana. Lastly, says the Mishnah, Misha Baba Derech, someone was coming along the way, he was on a journey, Veloy Ha'ibiyade Lulav, and he didn't have a Lulav, he didn't find any Chabanakim around. When he comes into his house, Yitah Shachanai, he should shake it on his table, which means he should shake it even before he eats. And also, Loy Natal Bashachris, if he didn't shake the Lulav in the morning for whatever reason, Yitah Ben Arbaim, he should do so in the afternoon. Shakaliyam Kasher Lulav, the entire day is Kasher for Lulav. So the Gemara begins by asking on the middle of the Mishnah, where we discuss waving the Lulav about. And then we had this story from Rabbi Kiva, where he saw Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua only waving by An Hashem Aishiyana. So the Gemara asks, Haba Haidu Loy? They didn't wave it about by Haidu? That doesn't make sense. It's not Meshamai don't argue regarding Haidu. They both agree that, of course, you have to wave it about by Haidu. Their whole machlokes is, do we also do it by An Hashem Atzlichana? By Haidu, for sure you have to. So how could Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua only wave it about by An Hashem Aishiyana and not by Haidu? So our answer is, L'hoitzi af An Hashem Atzlichana. Their Rabbi Kiva was simply excluding An Hashem Atzlichana. In other words, Rabbi Kiva wasn't quoting the full story. Of course, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel waved it about by Haidu L'Hashem Tchila V'Saif, because again, everybody holds that. The only reason why Rabbi Kiva was relating that they only did it by An Hashem Aishiyana is to say that they held like Beis Hillel and not like Beis Shammai. Continue on, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says b'shem Rav, Zeshu Mahashkim Lotzes L'derech, a person wakes up early in the morning, he has to go on a journey, Noitel Lulav Umananea. He takes the Lulav and he waves it about. And that's because once it's Alois HaShachar, it's considered like daytime regarding all mitzvahs except for Kriya Shema. So that's why bright and early in the morning, he should wave his Lulav. Also, Shofar V'Tekeah. If he has to go on a journey on Rosh Hashanah, he should take his Shofar and blow it and then go along the way. Gia Einus Kriya Shema, when it's time for saying Kriya Shema, which is a little bit later, that's a time period called Misha Yakir. It's after Alois Hareza Karas Shema Mispalel, then he could read Shema and say Shemaina Esrei, as we see that Lulav should be done first thing in the morning right after Alois. Now we continue talking about waving Lulav. Tani we have a Braisa, Tzarch Lananea, Shloisha Pa'amim. He has to wave it about 3 times, which means by Hadul Hashem, Tchil of a Saif, and on Hashem Aishiyana, he has to wave it 3 times. Now Rabzeir asks as follows, Hachin Chad v'Hachin Chad, does that mean that by the Hailacha and the Heva, extending it away from the body and then bringing it back towards the body, that's what we mean by the word Hachin. So is each one considered a Ninua? He extends it away, that's 1. He brings it back, that's 2. He extends it away, that's 3. He brings it back, that's 4. Is each one considered 1? Oy, Hachin v'Hachin Chad. Or is every single Hailacha v'Heva considered like 1? And we have a similar question. Taman Tanin over there, we learned in the Mishnah, this is Maseches Nida. We know that when a woman finds a blood stain, in order to see whether or not it's Dam Nidos, or maybe it's just something else, she has to be Mavir Shiva Salmanim. There's 7 different cleaning agents that she has to scrub it with in order to see if it comes off. And so the Mishnah over there says, Tzarech Lekaskes Shloisha Pa'amim Bein Kol Dar V'Davar, that with every single one of these cleaning agents, she has to scrub it 3 times. And so here as well, Reb Zeir Abayi, he asks as follows, Hachin Chad V'Hachin Chad is doing Ha'ilachin Ha'iva, each considered 1, or is just 1 Ha'ilachin Ha'iva considered 1, and so we'd have to do 3 Ha'ilachas Ha'ivais. And we don't have an answer to this question. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Test, discussing Hallel for now. Everyone should have a wonderful day.